Nolte, far-left NPR to slash 10% of staff. By John Nolte on February 23, 2023. Taxpayer-funded National Public Radio, NPR, will wipe out 10% of its current staff and freeze all hiring, including for current vacancies. The left-wing welfare queens claim ad revenue did not meet expectations. But, with an annual operating budget of $300 million, this $30 million shortfall gave the serial liars no other choice. Back in November, NPR announced $20 million in budget cuts that ended new hires and instituted restrictions on travel at the company's expense. That obviously was not enough. According to the far-left Washington Post, NPR is suffering a serious decline in ad sponsorships, one of its four primary sources of funding, along with taxpayer money and donations. "Our financial outlook has darkened considerably over recent weeks," CEO John Lansing wrote in a staff memo Wednesday, noting that NPR expected its ad revenue to fall about $30 million short of projections in a tightening ad economy. The projected decline in sponsorships has been concentrated in podcasting, a segment in which NPR has invested heavily in recent years, with popular shows such as Fresh Air. "Gee, it doesn't sound like those shows are all that popular." Over the years, NPR has become one of the most shameless spreaders of fake news, misinformation, and conspiracy theories. During the 2020 presidential campaign, NPR told its idiot listeners it would not cover the Hunter Biden laptop story because the laptop had been discredited. That was a lie. NPR has also been caught lying to spread the Russia collusion hoax. NPR lies about pretty much everything, including the Supreme Court. NPR has also joined the left's crusade to groom school children. NPR primarily blames the layoffs on a soft economy, which is especially satisfying when you remember how hard NPR worked to elect his fraudulency Joe Biden, the architect of this disastrous economy responsible for these layoffs. In its own write-up of this news, NPR assured everyone that the coming layoffs will not fall disproportionately on employees of color. So merit has nothing to do with anything. A sane company would write something like, "These layoffs will not fall disproportionately on valuable employees who contribute, work hard, earn their pay, and add value to the company." Over the past couple of years, there's been a slow-motion reckoning throughout the corporate media, manifesting itself through layoffs, Washington Post, Vox, CNN, etc., and cratering ratings, CNN, MSNBC. It appears as though the American people are gradually tuning out the corporate media. After years of being lied to, misled, sneered at, told their country is racist, and that their small children should be sexualized, you get the sense that millions and millions of Americans who are not activists or necessarily conservative have simply had enough. There was never going to be one galvanizing event that put an end to the corporate media's ability to command and manipulate public opinion. It was always going to happen this way. Slowly, over an extended period of time, and maybe even without most realizing it. As their NPR or their CNN or their NBC or their Washington Post disappointed them one too many times, they simply stopped watching, listening, and reading, not in a fit of activist indignation, but in the same subconscious way most of us change brands. The good news is that the establishment media will never be able to win back normal Americans. Outlets like NPR are too dependent on the far left. The far left represents the media's base of support. If the media starts telling the truth or reporting the news fairly, they will lose that last pillar of support and go under. The media are in a trap of their own making, and I enjoy few things more than watching them squirm in it. They've got it coming, all of them, and then some. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.